Anthony Albanese, late last year, well, middle of last year, you spoke about in your blueprint for government, unions, and also the business sector and the civil society.
Yes.
You needed to do more engagement. Can I ask you, what about the small businesses? Is there anything in the blueprint for you to start bringing forth some new policies in to help the small business community of Australia?
Oh, look, absolutely. Look, one of the things, and I spoke about this in my speech yesterday, about the small business community are so important. Small and family businesses are the driving force behind our economy. So much of what happens. Mum and dads, families going out there, investing, taking risks in order to create employment and create economic activity. What's more as well is entrepreneurial activity is so important. We live in the fastest growing region of the world. And one of the things that you see in places like Singapore, where I visited, there's a Singapore hub for startups where there is a whole Australian section working there. I visited there just 2 years ago. It's a pity that they have to go to Singapore to feel like they have that opportunity of engaging in startups. There are new companies. As the economy changes, there's new opportunities. And I think that Australia is falling behind in some of those opportunities. So, for example, one of the things with regard to jobs here in Queensland that we committed to during the election campaign, and something that I discussed not just with the Labor Party but was supported by Bob Katter, for example, was the upgrade of the railway between Mount Isa and Townsville. Now, when you look at that, what you look at is that resources sector with minerals like lithium, that will be so important, a necessary component of battery storage. And there is a real opportunity for us to grow manufacturing jobs in North Queensland, far North Queensland and central Queensland, because everything that goes into those products is there. When you speak to people in Townsville about what is going on at the port, they'll tell you that the biggest import coming in at the moment is solar panels, going into places like the Kidston solar hub that I visited during that time. Now, shouldn't we be, given that our resources going in to produce these products, manufacturing it here so that we benefit from the job creation here? These are the sort of things that I want to talk with Queenslanders about. I don't start from a zero point. I start from someone who has engaged, who has gone throughout this state and talked with people about these issues.